USA Radio News.
France's president meets with Russia and Ukraine presidents separately as tensions continue.
As French President Macron invited his Ukrainian counterpart Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday for diplomatic talks on the country's crisis with Russia, Moscow said there were points of convergence laid out by Macron during his five-hour meeting with Russian President Putin a day earlier. But the Kremlin denies that the two leaders had agreed to de-escalate the tense standoff at the Ukrainian border. From the West Coast, USA Radio News. News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House says students and teachers should continue to wear masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in schools, even as Democratic states lift mask mandates. Press Secretary Jen Psaki emphasized flexibility on Wednesday and said the White House is evaluating the data. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has reportedly done an about-face and will now work with House Democrats on a bill that would ban members of Congress and their senior staff from tracking stocks. According to the New York Post, Pelosi has raked in as much as $30 million personally from stock trades on big tech companies that were facing an antitrust bill in Congress. Senator Roger Marshall spoke to Newsmax.
Obviously, Speaker Pelosi is abusing the system. She's found a way to cheat and get away with it. Hunter Biden found ways to cheat. But what we need to add to this is people like Dr. Fauci. He's making over $400,000 a year, and he's overseeing $5 billion worth of grants. Wouldn't you like to know what he's investing in and where he's giving grants to, if there's any type of similarities going on there? This is the tip of the iceberg.
And SpaceX's newest fleet of satellites is tumbling out of orbit after being struck by a solar storm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A pilot program that aims to put illegals under house arrest is receiving pushback.
The Biden administration is putting hundreds of illegal immigrants under house arrest in a test program aimed at slashing costs amid the soaring number of crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border. The home curfew pilot program in Baltimore and Houston would include 100 to 200 single adults in each location. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich says this program will be costing you money.
Yeah, it's obvious that the Biden administration is systematically trying to not only dismantle ICE, but essentially eliminate our entire southern border, and the taxpayers, hardworking middle-class taxpayers, are going to subsidize this progressive left social experiment. And unfortunately, it's going to be all of us are going to pay the cost in increased crime, in increased drug addiction, and really destruction in our inner cities.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau defended Canada's COVID-19 restrictions, but the massive amount of trucks and protesters on Wednesday told a different story. Protesters kept up the pressure in Ottawa and at border crossings. A growing list of Canadian provinces had moved to lift their restrictions. In addition, Alberta is removing its vaccine passport for places like restaurants immediately and masks by the end of the month. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.